The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
A candidate interview this morning, running for re-election, State Senator Dallas Herr. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's assume that maybe not everyone is familiar with you and where you've been in office and what you've done. So kind of back up a few steps and talk about your career and getting into the legislature and some things like that.
Sure. Yeah, Kyle. So for anybody out there that doesn't know who I am, my name is Dallas Herr. I'm born and raised in Douglas County and been a business owner here in the local community for about 16 years. I'm married to my wife, Hannah, and have two sons, Elias and Ezra. And yeah, I just love growing up here in the Roseburg area. I've been in the state legislature since, I was elected in November of 2014 to the House of Representatives. And then I was appointed in 2018 to the state Senate and then elected to a 2-year term in November of 18. And that carries us up to the present date for another election for a 4-year term.
And what caused you to run for re-election?
The same thing that caused me to pursue elected office the first time, just my concern that my community, it started really with my community, just the economic problems that we've been facing here. Admittingly, most of it is caused by federal policy traditionally, but at this point, the state legislature and the governor that we have now has just become so extreme in their socialist viewpoints of wealth redistribution and basically just shutting down the economy so that they can control more people from my perspective. It's just become a real statewide problem, and now it's becoming a total West Coast problem. And it's really odd how the folks that promote those types of policies always say that they're for the working class, but it's always disproportionately the working class that gets crushed. And so I'm just there to battle against big business, big government, big labor. Frankly, big anything is the enemy of freedom and enemy of the people.
What do you look at in terms of your accomplishments during your time in the legislature? What are some of the bright spots, things that stand out to you?
Well, unfortunately, I've been in the minority in the House and the Senate the entire time, and even find myself the last 2 years in a super minority in the Senate. And so it's not been an opportunity. There hasn't been many opportunities to actually push good legislation across the line. The Democrats in the state at the elected level are so bitterly partisan that there's just about nothing a Republican can do to get any kind of substantive change legislation through. I've watched Representative Brock Smith from the coast, a representative from my district, push some truly great legislation. I've helped him along the way with those bills in the Senate and get them right up to the finish line. Everybody seems to be for them. And then the Democrats pull some sneaky little move at the end and say, we're going to shut the bill down for one reason or another. And it's like, why? Everybody likes this thing. It's just because of partisan politics. So it's been really difficult to get good stuff through. We've gotten a couple bills through where we've lessened regulation to lower the barriers of entry into licensing. The Democrats in the local community here that have been running against me the last couple of years have continuously lied about my work on the landscape industry from a regulatory standpoint. They continuously spread this vicious lie that I've been doing it to somehow benefit myself. But I want to set the record straight for the people listening. I have an all-phase license. I literally have the best license that you can get in the state of Oregon for landscape construction. And so I can do literally anything I want when it comes to landscaping contracting. And so even though I have that, I went to the state legislature to reduce the regulations to make it easier for people to get a license so that they can go into business for themselves and compete against me. It's counter self-interest. I literally went there with a mission to do something that would financially hurt me down the road because I knew it was the right thing to do for other people's freedom and prosperity. So those are some of the efforts I've put forward, and I've been happy to have several Democrats, namely my good friend, Representative Diego Hernandez from East Portland. He's a Democrat. Diego and I have worked a lot on bills like that. And we're both just working class champions. We really pride ourselves on that. So that's some of the good things. I'd say on the other good things would be, you know, just standing up to the tyranny in this state at this point. I'm proud of the fact that the Senate Republicans denied quorum the last couple sessions here to stop the Democrats from basically just destroying our economy here with cap and trade taxes. There's just a complete lack of character and ethics at this point with the Democrats here in Salem. They no longer see it fit to actually follow the Constitution. A carbon tax is a tax. It's a massive tax. The Constitution of Oregon requires a 3/5 majority vote out of the House and the Senate they said that it only required a simple majority vote, knowing that if they went by the Constitution, multiple Democrats from the House and the Senate would have voted with us from rural Oregon that are moderate Democrats to block that bill, and it would have never went anywhere. But yet they pushed ahead and said, no, we're going to do it through a simple majority vote anyway. And that's become something that's very common now in the state legislature. And that's why we need a rebalancing of power. I'm not a guy that says the Republican Party needs to control everything in a reverse nature like the Democrats do now, because I don't think that's healthy for other people either. We need balance. We need give and take. And right now, it's just a landslide of tyranny against rural Oregon and the disenfranchised people of Portland and Eugene, for that matter. There's a lot of folks that I frequently go up to Portland now, Kyle, to speak to groups and get to know people up in those communities. And it's just amazing, the hundreds of thousands of people in Portland who are just completely desperate to get out from underneath the thumb of that radical leftist government that has taken over their city as well as the state. So it's not just us in rural Oregon. There's a lot of people in Portland and Eugene as well that feel the same.
About a minute left with State Senator Dallas Hurd. Do you think being one of the younger members of the legislature brings a dynamic to the table that maybe isn't there with so many folks that are up in years?
Absolutely. It's a critical element. It's made the Senate a better place to have some youth in it. It's made the legislature a better place to have some youth in it. We have to have more millennials. We have to have more working class young people in the legislature. Youth alone is not always a great thing. There has to be some wisdom and maturity and life experience that comes with it. But if you have those things, which that's for other people to determine whether I possess or not, not myself. But if you have those things, youth is a powerful, powerful thing, because you're actually connected to what people with children in school, people who are facing desperate situations on whether their career is going to last at a mill or at a rock quarry or at a grocery store, for that matter. You have to be connected to what the people who have sent you to Salem to represent are actually facing and dealing with. Whereas if you're in your 60s, 70s, and 80s, oftentimes you've kind of become disconnected from the pain of the past. Doesn't mean they're not good people. There's a lot of wisdom in age, and there's a lot of great people in those age groups up there in the Senate and in the House. But we need a little bit more of a mix of youth mixed in there. You just got to balance that demographic out. When you can do that, then we'll have something great.
Final 30 seconds. Why should folks vote for you?
I love this community. You can really water it all down to one thing with me, simplify it. I am for the most freedom for the most people. I don't stand for any big entity of any kind. I'm adamantly opposed to big business interests that go against the freedom and the prosperity of the lower and middle income classes. I am adamantly against big labor that seeks to dominate through legislation the labor markets and the construction markets. I am adamantly against big government that seeks to take over our entire lives and concentrate power into the hands of the public labor unions and bureaucrats that are non-elected. I'm for the folks that are like me. I'm high school educated. I've had to work my rear end off. I started my own business practices really when I was 12, but when I became an adult, I actually started my own licensed business. And so I've been through recessions. I've got my own children. I've been through it all with my wife. We have a strong marriage. We have good family values. We love this community, and we're here to serve them. That's the number one reason, is I'm not your authority in my heart and in my mind. I'm your servant, and I just pound away every day to make your lives better.
State Senator Dallas Hurd, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you. Take care.
8:42 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.